Hey everybody, this is DDR Kirby ISQ, and welcome to my OHC 300 bonus entry. Alright, so we're going to do something a little bit different this time. What I wanted to do was to kind of go back through history over all 300 of these OHCs, or at least the ones that I was here for, since, you know, like OHC 78 or something like that. And just to go over, you know, some of the things that you newbies might not know about, some inside jokes, you know, all of that good stuff. Things that have popped out, awesome things that have happened, over the years. Alright, so first thing we're going to talk about is that intro riff that you heard right there. And that was from a song called The Ecstasy of Life, and a lot of you veterans know this very well. It's a song that I wrote, actually, for OHC round 161. So that was, let's see, around the end of 2011. So that was, you know, like 3 years ago. So fun fact, at The Ecstasy of Life, even though it's a really famous tune and it keeps on getting brought back in the form of remixes and everything, it actually did not get first place in its round. It actually scored fifth place. But anyways, here's The Ecstasy of Life so that you know what it sounds like. So I was definitely really happy with that one when I managed to write it in an hour. There's actually another song that I wrote called Pixel by Pixel, which is almost just as famous. That one sounds like this. And so remixes of both of these tunes have popped up from time to time, not just by me, but by other people too. And they're actually both in the key of C, and they both layer on top of each other too, so people will often just combine the two, and that sounds kind of like this. Okay, so that's that. The next thing I want to talk about is the cum shot melody. So this is sort of the number one inside joke reference that we use here at OHC. It's that melody that you just heard right there, for all you newbies who don't know. And we just kind of like to use it as a musical joke and stick it in there using whatever the heck kind of instrument that you want to, even non-instruments like this. And then here's the Dale North version.
Cum shot.
And once upon a time, for OHC round 100, Suzumimachi actually made this entry. It was the last entry in the round, and this entry was called Deed It. And it was just this. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, best entry ever. But then he was like, wait. And then he told everyone to refresh, and he had uploaded another entry called Did It 100 Times, and that was another epic riff on the cum shot melody, and that eventually just got into something like this. And later on for OHC round 99, I made an entry called Come, C-O-M-E, which was based upon doing the cum shot melody over and over again minus the final note. And people said that was kind of infuriating to listen to, so that sounded like this. And then of course for the same round later on I submitted an entry called Shot, which was just the final resolution to everything. One of the most extensive cum shot endings was made by Psy in his entry, Hey, That's My Shadow, which was a remix of my remix of his thing, which also sampled Dustle Guy and stuff. That sounded like this. Okay, so that's that. Next up, we have the infamous duo of Dusthill Guy and Rampcorv, who also submitted stuff under the name of Anor, if I remember correctly. And their stuff pretty much involved lots of MIDI instruments and weird orchestral hits and lots of screaming of random words like Anor and penis and mainly penis. And yeah, something like this. Yeah, okay. Back in OHC 87, Ramkorv was actually sentenced to hell by CJ the Music Dude. The theme that week was, I think, Judgment or something like that. So CJ did something where, you know, someone was being judged to go to heaven, and then...
Mr. Ramkorv, you are gonna go to hell!
Ramkorv and Dustal Guy also starred in CJ the Music Dude's Journey to the Center of Something, which was an OHC 105 entry, and that featured CJ the Music Dude defeating me and Usabel, who were villains, who had come into possession of the sacred gemstone of musical power, and were using it to, you know, rule the combo world and everything.
Our evil plan is nearly complete, DDR Kirby.
Ho-ho! Indeed, Usabel! Usabel? You know, I'm still not sure how you pronounce that. Now that we have the sacred gemstone of unparalleled musical power, we'll be able to take over the world! Musically.
And here, Usabel summoned the help of Ramkorv and Dustal Guy as our minions to get rid of CJ the Music Dude.
Ramkorv! Dustal Guy! Get over here right now!
Penis!
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 Penis,
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 penis, penis,
penis,
penis,
penis,
penis, penis,
penis,
cock, 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 cock.
Speaking of CJ the Music Dude, he has also been the subject of a number of jokes. One is that he can't sing or rap, and also that he should shut the hell up.
I can't rap. He also can't sing.
Shut the hell up.
And also, CJ's farts have magical properties. Sometimes they will spit out Skrillex.
Hold on, guys. I got a fart.
And other times they will spit out awesome music and things. Alright, so now for some references that are a little bit more obscure. So Shea Riley used to do OHC, and back in the day he made a few vocal entries where he, like, auto-tuned it to heck or something, and he ended up with an instrument that we like to call the electric kazoo. Next up is JH Sounds, who many of you will know from when he used to record himself narrating each theme.
Tonight's theme is the big finale.
Of course, there's also this one where Starla or whoever was doing the theme made a typo, and instead of theme, it said the me.
Tonight's the me is the distance.
J.H. Sounds used to be known as Just 64 Helpin, and back then he submitted some entries which had some really cool whistling. And then if you want to talk about narrating themes, the most epic OHC intro ever was done by the Stuff of Legends. That was for OHC round 179. That's this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 1 Hour Combo number 179. The war is over and the world is safe. Sparring enemies united for the cause. Now that the danger has passed, it is time to see who is the true champion. Tonight's theme is Battle of the Heroes!
Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. Alright, so next up we have Trollgate. So there, we get a lot of talented people who come here and do OHC. But there's this one dude, or I don't know, maybe it's a whole band or something, but for some reason, for OHC like 144 and 146 and 149, we got this guy called Trollgate, who submitted songs that no one really believed were made in an hour because they were just too amazing, and they said, like, they just sounded like this. Yeah, there's no way that was made in an hour. Like, not even the sacred gemstone of musical power can do that. Next up we have Oinkness, who did an entry called Life on the Farm.
Oh,
gonna go ride a horse.
And he also did a two-part series called OHC The Musical.
1 hour combo, the musical.
So yeah, we've done a lot of things with 1 hour compo. I actually did a song called 1 hour compo, that's compo with a K, that was OHC with Mortal Kombat. Let's see, what else is there? Okay, so there's this other infamous character in OHC called, and his name is Zovi. He usually does like really experimental, psychoacoustic audio weird shit. Usually involving maxing out the volume, using lots of distortion and stuff like that, so we always turn the volume down for his entries. I won't play his entry at full volume here, so don't worry. My favorite one from him is his entry titled Wind, which is like this. Yeah, we've had some pretty intense stuff happen for OHC, like Munchie, who actually fell into a river of lava.
Oh my god, do you see this river of lava? What's this other one? Is that a man in... Ah! I'm still falling! Ah!
Let's see. Oh, another thing was, I'm actually talking in this entry, which is kind of funny because Azura did a compo entry called An Interview with DDR Kirby ISQ, where he was joking about how I always, you know, do chiptune music, and I find that, like, my chiptune is more expressive than my human voice or whatever. And so he did an entry where he was joking that I had actually just had, like, a pulse wave as my voice.
Now we have a DDR Kirby ISQ in the house. Now I can go on and conduct this interview. How's it going? Does anyone know 3X Oscillator here?
I do, hold on a sec.
Yeah, so we have a lot of jokes where it's like I'm, you know, like the master of triangles or something like that, because I always use triangle waves and pulse waves and stuff like that in my music. We actually had an entry by Draconiator that was called the TWOD, which is the Triangle Wave of Doom, which is supposed to be like this epic ultimate destructive weapon that I think Draconiator and Ducks Unlimited were supposed to be heroes that set out to vanquish it or something.
It is officially referred to as the Triangle Wave of Doom.
Speaking about infamous sounds, we also have this sound that's called bass drum.wave. That's B-A-S-E, not B-A-S-S. It's bass drum.wave. I have no idea why it's called that, but I found it in a like sample pack once, and I used to use it all the time. So bass drum dot wave, here's what it sounds like. And I actually hardly use the sound anymore. I have other kick drum samples that I use, but I used to use this all the time. Just look at this. Yeah, so if you look through my older entries, you'll find that sound everywhere. Yeah, that about does it for what I wanted to cover with musical examples. I mean, there's a lot more where that came from. There's definitely a lot more funny entries that I have. You know, I have them all collected in a single playlist, which is, like, full of, I don't know, like, Dust Hill Guy stuff and random vocal entries and people, like, doing acapella beatboxing and everything, so that's great to just look at every once in a while. But yeah, shoutouts to everyone in the community, and, like, shoutouts to everyone who's been coming to OHC. I know we have a really diverse crowd that we get here. We've had, like, Beat Drop coming in a couple times. We've had Trenthian used to come in here. That Trollgate character that I mentioned earlier. Shoutouts to Invisible Observer. I always really liked his music. He's never here anymore. I have no idea where he went, but he had this like experimental music style that was just, I thought was really amazing. And yeah, we've even had Analog. Analog, that's Analog with a Q. I don't know if you guys know him, but he actually stopped by once in OHC round 181, apparently, so that was kind of cool. And then, yeah, just looking down here, all you regulars, we used to have Coda coming in and MV. Usabel is not here anymore, but he was great too. Transient, Psy, Munchie, yeah, all you guys. All you guys are really great, so thanks for keeping OHC alive. Thanks for submitting awesome music, and also for not-so-awesome music that's still really funny and hilarious. Yeah, I mean, if it weren't for you guys, I wouldn't have all this, like, crazy stuff to talk about. But yeah, thanks for coming out. And big thanks to everyone who votes every week. That's super awesome, and we definitely need more people voting, so go and vote once this round is over. Maybe I'm not really one to talk since I don't vote anymore, since I'm, like, old and jaded and everything, but I used to vote every week, and we definitely need more people doing that. It's always sad if we only have one or two people voting. So, props to everyone who's voting. And huge thank you to Starla for organizing OHC. Not to mention Starla has, like, the best voice ever. Thanks for organizing. If you weren't here, our theme would be TBD every single week, which stands for to be determined, not triple bass drum. And thanks for reopening the round, like, every week for late submissions, because there's always some of us who don't get it in on time, and we really appreciate it. But yeah, happy OHC 300, and hope you guys are having fun, and I guess I'll just call it quits here. All right, so this has been DDR Kirby ISQ, and happy OHC 300.